Even though most animal figures in southwestern rock art appear stiff and static, it seems to me that their continuing appeal over so much time implies a form of motion, a journey from then to now. My book, from which I'll be reading, affirms a link between our lives and those of the people long ago whose rock art inspires our own imaginations today, because we are all inheritors and guardians of this wonderful planet.
Much of Elsa Marston's writing is about the Middle East, where she has lived and travelled many times with her husband, Ilia Harik. Songs of Ancient Journeys, Animals in Rock Art, Elsa's first book of poetry, is about the American Southwest. Each poem, for all ages, is in the voice of an animal depicted in petroglyphs and pictographs. A native of Massachusetts, Elsa has lived in Bloomington since the 60s. What do you have for us today, Elsa?
My first poem is about lizard. Still as a root, I cling to the rock face, warmed by the sun, or lie on the sand like a brittle gray twig. And then a shadow passes. Zip, I'm gone. Where do I go? Oh, I'll find a crack in the friendly earth, or else a chink in a welcoming rock. There's always a sliver of dark somewhere. Then out I creep into glare and heat to wait and wait until a fly comes my way. Snap, it's gone. Rabbit. When the moon is high and the night is still, I dance feather-footedly over the hill. For a nibble or two I can make some stops, then on with the dancing, the bounces and hops. But when day is bright, others' eyes are keen. My capers are hardly a sight to be seen. Wearily poised, watching a quiver, shivering whiskers. Oh, in a dither I zig and I zag, and off in a flurry. Now here, now there, I scamper and scurry till the dark returns and everything's still. And once more I'll dance on the crest of the hill. Bison. Solid I stand on the treeless plain, heavy as hills, patient as stone. Here I will stand till the year comes around. But that can all change. In an eye blink, I'm off. And so are the others, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles and dozens of cousins, hundreds and thousands of galloping cousins. Off we all go, every last one, rousing the world by our boisterous passing, tromping to tatters the tall prairie grasses, pounding the earth till the dust meets the clouds and a rumble like thunder rolls through the ground. But every commotion must come to an end. I stop and stamp and stand again. Dog. Sometimes I long to run without hold, to lope and dash and lollop and trot, never to tire from first light till last, with the wind in my ears, wind of far places, songs of beyond. I would run to the ends of the earth if I could, but I measure my steps by another's pace. Close to the heel, consenting, I stay. It's not just the fire that comforts my limbs. A deeper warmth kindles my heart. Another's voice gives me my name. A hand reminds me of who I am. And the sounds in my ears are songs of belonging, songs of my home.
These poems by Elsa Marston are from her illustrated book of poetry for all ages, Songs of Ancient Journeys, Animals in Rock Art. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.